you calling AS and billing department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. It's Marcus?
No. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Martin. Hi. Yeah. I have my daughter was in for an office visit, and she had received a bill for $440, I talked with the I talked with Middleton Family Medicine. I talked with billing before, and I also talked with Cigna, our insurance provider. And the first time around, they said that they were resubmitting the claim to Cigna because it said that the patient name does not match with the file. And so I was kind of waiting on a revised bill, but what I got was another bill for the full balance again of $440. And this time when I called Cigna, this time around, they told me that that they had resolved that issue, but now the issue was that the claim was billed as an office visit it didn't say why she was in the office for that visit. So they told me that we need to edit this and the claim and put the correct code because she was in for a vaccination is what she was there for.
Okay, let me check. Will you please help me out with the date of birth of the patient?
Yeah, 10/24/2000.
Got it. And what's the name?
Samantha Klein.
10/24/2000, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Samantha Klein. Okay. Is this data service was the June 4th
with it was built with Michael Yoon, but she saw Aaron Kelleher.
So Michael Yoon was didn't perform the service?
It was built under Michael Yoon. I don't know why, but she saw his nurse practitioner, Aaron Kelleher.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, wait, let me check just a moment. Okay. I think there is some services like this service is not covered under your benefit plan.
They just told me it was. I just got off the phone with Cigna.
No, actually,
I just explained the whole thing to her.
Got it. Actually, we also submitted the claim to the Cigna. Okay. Two times we had submitted the claim. First in the June and second on July also. Okay. But unfortunately, both of the time they just gave the same denial. It is like the concern plan benefit document for the information about restriction for this service. And this service is not covered under the patient current benefit plan.
No, because, okay, so I just got off the phone with Cigna. I talked with a woman named Daisha, and she just told me that the reason that it was not covered is because it's coded as an office visit with no reason for the visit. It's just coded as an office visit. It needs to be coded it needs to be edited because she was in there for a vaccination. She was in there for a vaccine. And that needs to be recoded.
I understand. Okay.
They said it is definitely covered. I already talked to them.
Yes. Right now I understand that the didn't practice also didn't take the charges of the for this injections or this dose, right? But for the visit they had to take the charges for it. because I think because this is come under the evaluation and management service for that. Doctor's not.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I don't know why I can't. You have some kind of background noise coming in. It's like a, almost like sounds like wind. I can't really hear exactly what you're saying.
Okay, one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm audible to you.
Okay.
Yes. So, see, basically over here, the practice didn't take the charges of the this vaccines and everything. Okay, but they just charge you for the visit. Why? Because you visit at the practice to apply this to take this vaccines. That's why they just take. That's why they just charge you for the office visit.
So she had an office visit where they reviewed her vaccination records.
Right.
So
because
you're telling me that that's not covered?
No. Vaccine has been covered. But might be the might be your insurance not covered the office visit with this vaccine.
I guess I'm not understanding what you're telling me. So
the your insurance not covered the office visit with this vaccines actually.
They just told me that they did cover that. I'm not understanding where the, disconnect is.
Yeah, I think the vaccines are covered under that plan, right? Your plan, the practice which have applied the charges of this office visit might be they didn't cover that. That's why it is not covered under your plan.
But this is $440. I don't understand. Why wouldn't that be covered? It's part of the vaccination.
I understand that. No way. I will check with my team for the same. Okay. And I will request my team to also speak with the Cigna Insurance also for the same. Okay.
Okay, yeah. And I spoke with somebody just 2 minutes ago. Her name is Daysha, D-A-Y-S-H-A, and she explained the whole thing to me as being covered. So if somebody could speak with her, or I guess I don't have to speak with her, but, just know that I already did talk with them.
No way. I will check with directly Cigna Insurance. Okay, and we will see what we can do. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And right now I have this. It says my balance is overdue. So is there a way that you can kind of flag that so that until I hear back from my insurance company, I just don't want to be like put on.
I
just don't want.
I can't change the bill status the patient to the insurance for now. But don't worry. On Monday, I will request my team for this same claim.
Okay.
Okay. And if there, I will see what way I can do for you for this claim. Okay. Now, but you can ignore that bill. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. No worry, it's my work. So, anything else, Susan, which can help you?
Nope, that was all.
Yep, sorry for the inconvenience. Have a good day and happy weekends. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.